I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. China faces criticism on the world stage, both for its treatment of the Uyghur population and for cracking down on freedoms in Hong Kong. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China must show itself as more lovable. This comes as unfavorable views of the Chinese government have risen greatly in many countries. Kurt Rovenstein, though, of Bibles for China, says this shouldn't turn into negative views of the Chinese people.
The reality of China is that a small minority of people are making decisions that cause the rest of the world to look at China in an unfavorable fashion. But there's still a number of very good, God-fearing believers in Jesus Christ that are anxious to share their faith with their neighbors and are hungry for the word of God.
Please ask God to strengthen and multiply Chinese Christians. And the Middle East and North Africa has 150 million children under the age of 15, but many can't attend any school. Sat7 has created the TV program My School to walk children through the first five grades. Rita Elmonayer of Sat7 says without education, children in the MENA region can be exploited by extremists or in other ways. But hopelessness is even worse.
Just imagine the amount of hopelessness that these people are going to have when you live and you don't know why you're living. When you live and you don't know if you're loved or not. When you live and sometimes without your family, without a father or a mother. And you don't know what the future will hold for you. And this is important that at least we can be a voice for these people and we can be a help. Presenting them with a love that surpasses all love is love of Christ to them.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.